last 2 weeks we asked the question, is it worth it? And then we answered that and said, it's worth trading with God, living for God, and pursuing after God. Hallelujah. I'm always excited to bring God's word to you. You see, it's important that we understand, in that we understand the power of God's word. God's word is powerful. In all you require for your life. I'm telling you. Take your Bible to Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 20. Acts 20. Let's begin from there. It's not what I really want. I'm not talking speaking from Acts 20. It is not my text, but it's a beautiful text. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 20. When we sit under the word like this, we are transformed. Things are happening in our lives. As you sit under the word, there's deliverance, there's breakthrough, there's change. I'm telling you, just sitting under the word. Which is, what's happening? I mean, the word of God is so powerful. It's changing you right now. It's breaking chains, causing deliverance. Just powerful. Just sitting under the word. In Acts 20, verse number 32, you see, the apostle says, I commend you to God. Come on. You see that there? Acts 20, verse number 32. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. You see, God's word is able to build you up, give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. So we sit under the word of God right now. We are being built up. We are being built up. You are being built up. Come on. You are being built up. You're not, but I'm just sitting down here. You know, when I go to the gym and then I walk and I build my muscles, I'm doing all that kind of stuff. God's word is so powerful, it just builds you up. It just builds you up. You are being built up. You are getting stronger and stronger and bigger, just sitting under God's word and hearing the word of God. It's so powerful. In John chapter number 15, verse number 3, it says, you are clean by the words that you have spoken unto you. I mean, the word is powerful. And so, God has given us his word, and we're going into another half of the year, you know, with the word of God. And I just want you to open up your heart, and receive, just keep receiving the word. Never take it for granted that I will come in around the church, and we sit there, and just say, okay, and then I go back. No, never take it for granted. Keep coming, receiving God's word, because it's building you up. The Bible says it's able to build you up and give you an inheritance. So you say, I'm looking for stuff. It's able to build you up and give you an inheritance. God's word, just like that, building you up. Say, what do I need? Something more. You don't need something more. You just need God's word. The right dosage of God's word. Take a right dose. See, we keep dosing you with God's word. Injecting you with God's word. No wonder you overcome. Come on. I said, no wonder you receive victory in your life. See, doors open for you. Glory to God. We have a command this year to go and overcome. It's been a fight. It's been a fight. And we're gaining more territories. We're increasing. In our lives, as a ministry, we've seen the victory of God. Glory to God. So I want to talk to you today. I just want to encourage you to, you know, as we come again, we know we're here again. I'm going to say something. I'm going to share something. And you're like, I've just come to church. No, I don't want it. I just want you to be more alert and more attentive and say, I've come to receive another dose of God's word. In God and his word, they are one. You see, so as you are receiving God's word, I've told you several, I always tell you this, you are receiving God. You are receiving a dose of God. I'm telling you, it's so simple. It's so simple. The devil just, the devil cowers for you because you are coming with God's word. You see, I'm telling you, there are things you would have been looking for, you know, you've been struggling with this or struggling with that. As you sit under God's word, and I mean, you're just regular, you're just here, you're coming and you're hearing, and you open up your heart, it's changing you. Changing you, and causing and producing breakthroughs. Yes, it is. It is happening. Things just working in your life. You might not see. You say, but Pastor, I really can't see. Yeah, but you know. You know it. You've seen it. So you just, you're encouraged to just sit and continue to receive God's word and allow it to change your heart. Allow it change your heart. Today, I want to talk to you about to choose the right fight. I just want to guide you as you go into your into the next half of this year and choose the right fight. We could say choose the best fight. The right fight. Because, you see, we have a destiny to achieve. We have greatness calling us. We have been called to great things. We have been called to achieve a destiny. When you begin to go after, you know, day by day, and you look at your life, and you want to accomplish more, and you want to have more, you want to be bigger, that's God's calling for your life. That's God's plan for your life. That's what He wants for you. So, and you feel, and some of you feel greatness. I mean, greatness calling onto you. And there's a difference between what you desire and where you are. And then you are in pursuit of that. And then, I love to use the word fight, and then you are fighting to get it. That's okay. But the issue is that, what fight are you in? Are you in the right fight, or are you in the wrong fight? Because we are all in a way, or in one way or the other, in a fight for our destinies. I'm in a fight for my destiny. I'm in a fight to see the fulfillment of God's word for my life. I'm in that fight. But the issue is not just being in a fight. You know, you want to be in the right fights. You don't just want to be in a fight. You don't want to be in just in any fight. You want to be in the right fight. You want to be in a fight that produces results. So, if you are fighting, then it's okay. You say, Pastor, I'm fighting every day. Pastor, things are tough. Pastor, I have to wake up every day, and I have I fight. I go to work. I mean, it's a drag here. Drag there is not easy. I know. I agree. But are you sure you are in the right fight? Because if you are in the wrong fight, you'll be expending energy in the wrong direction. You see, the devil, the Bible says, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But in that destroy, he not only just destroy, he also causes distraction, diversion. So, your energies could be spent, your life energy could be spent in the wrong direction. And if you are in the wrong direction, you've already lost the fight. We just done 6 months of this year. In just imagine, can you follow me here? Just stay with me. Somebody's got your, can you, I don't know if this has happened to you, maybe just like jokingly, somebody's playing with you. And then he gets your phone. He's with your phone. Your phone is in his pocket or in her bag. And then because you dropped it somehow carelessly, and maybe this fellow wants to teach you a lesson. And so he drops the phone, and then the phone is in the bag or in his pocket. And he said, "So where's my phone? See, I can't find the phone. See, I find it. See, look for it. Hey, where did you do? Hey, I don't know where my phone is. I'm looking for the phone." You could spend 10 minutes looking for your phone. All that time is a waste. Come on. You see. Just imagine you are in a fight for your life. Now, that's phone. I don't even care. Okay, you care about your phone. I know everybody loves your phone. But, okay, that's phone. But come on, I want to talk about your life. What about if you are spending your life energy, your time in the wrong direction, fighting the wrong enemy, whereas the real enemy of your life is just standing here? Diversion, distraction is also a ploy of the devil. And when he knows you are unto him, he goes into the lie mode. The Bible says he's the father of lies. He just begins to lie and trick, play games. So he's the enemy, the real enemy, but he says, it's not me. It's not me. He diverts your attention in another direction. And so many people are fighting. We are actually all fighting. I believe that you are fighting too. I'm fighting, you are fighting. I just want to talk to you today and ensure that you are in the right fight. That you choose the right fight. That you choose your fight wisely. So that every blow, every punch
will produce results.
Because if you're fighting the wrong direction and you're looking for your phone and the phone is in his pocket there, standing there in her bag, you could even be crying and down, and then you're spending energy and time and the phone is just there because you're looking in the wrong direction. And your victory comes to you when you stop. How many of you have gone to that point where you just stop and you look at the person who is helping you find the phone? And the way he's smiling is like something's wrong. You were already. But imagine you just do this, you're looking and you're like, what is this? And you look at this,
all the battle ends. Because finally you are looking in the right direction.
Your victory is near to you if you are fighting in the right direction. You could be fighting. Say, Pastor, I've been fighting since the last 3 years. Since my father died, it has been a fight. Since my mother died, it has been a fight. Pastor, it's not 3 years. You try, but mine has been 8 years. I've been fighting for my life. But what about if you have been fighting in the wrong direction? But one thing for certain, let me begin from here because I have actually begun speaking to you. Let me begin from here. One thing for certain is that we are in a fight. So if you're here and you are among the people who say, nay, there's no fight, I don't know, you're wrong. You're wrong because Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The man says, wrestle in Ephesians chapter number 6. Will you take your Bibles there? Ephesians chapter number 6. Boy, this is going to push you forward in this year. Are you here? I'm being blessed already. Being blessed already. Because the devil is a liar. He plays games and he manipulates. Diversion, distractions are his games. By teaching opens your eyes. See, that's why I told you, you sit under God's word, you just go, you come, you sit today, you go, you come next week, you come, you sit. After a year, you see your life change. It just becomes more beautiful. Because teaching exposes the enemy, exposes you to your own arsenal, reveals everything, and then you can now go accurately. You can't be in one pasture and be lost. I mean, you can't be in one pasture and not walk in victory. I'm telling you. Teaching, exposition. So you lie. You're like, okay, woohoo. You're getting light. As you're getting light, come on, you can go faster. You try to look for something without light. Teaching is like light. When we teach you, we own light. Like, whoop, the enemy that has been hiding since is just exposed. The things you have to use to walk into your victory, they have been around you, you've been groping in that. It's there. I have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to do a series. I'm prepared. I'm so hungry to do it. Angels and demons. I mean, we're going to title it Angels and Demons. I put angels first. And I'm correct. I didn't say demons and angels. There's a demon of... Oh, no. Just wait for me. I think I'll do that next after this one. You never knew you had angels around you till you are shining like, boom! I'm like, whoop! Angels are there. Whoop! And you see light. But you just be struggling, you're fighting, and you never know. So teaching the word of God is just so, I want you to open up your heart and just be receiving. Because shining lights everywhere. All the light that many people have right now, demon. The lights are all on the demon's head. There's demons of destruction. A demon that wants to take my money. There's a demon after me. Isn't there? Nobody shine light on angels. You never knew they were angels too. Alright. I said to turn somewhere. Ephesians chapter number 6. We come back to my message today. I hope you'll be here when we're talking about angels and demons. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's no year in my teaching ministry that I've quoted this scripture more than in this year, 2022. It's happening. I don't, I'm not praying it, but my whole teaching ministry, teaching the Word of God, I'm not quoted from this scripture like this one. I mean, I don't think there's a 2 months go by before I quote a picture of Jesus Christ for you and show you another life from this scripture. You get it? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle, Paul says. So you say, Pastor, I've been in a wrestling match all my life. Correct. But if you say, there's no wrestling, no, anything God wants to do, God will do. Anything God cannot do or will not do, God will not do. His life is just like that. This thing I say, fight for your destiny, fight for your life. But me, I just, they live, they go. Brothers and sisters, you are not, you cannot be correct. Apostle Paul said, for we wrestle, not against flesh and blood. He said, we wrestle. We are fighting. So there's a fight for life. But already in this same scripture, Paul makes it clear to us, our fight is not against flesh and blood. So if you begin to fight against flesh and blood, you're wrong. Come on. Hold your place here. Hold your place. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. So you're kind of going backwards. If you're in Ephesians just now, you're just going backwards because Corinthians is Corinthians before Ephesians. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, the Bible says in verse number 3, Paul says again, he says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So Paul says again, so there's a war. He says, we walk in the flesh. We're going, hey, guy, how far? Chop knuckle. We're doing all that. We walk in the flesh. He said, but we do not war. When it comes to this battle, this war, we do not war after the flesh. So, there is a fight for our lives. There's a fight for your destiny. Your destiny is out there for you in the flesh, but the pursuit of it cannot be in the flesh. Because your destiny involves something bigger, a bigger place, a bigger stuff, more influence, more control. Those things are in the flesh. He says we walk in the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we put on suit, we look nice, we buy stuff, we say, all right, can I get that? You do all that in the flesh. And we know that where we are today is far, we are more than where we were yesterday. So we see we've increased. Our destiny causes us to go. Our destiny says go forward, increase, influence more, do all that stuff. All that is in the flesh. All that is in the flesh. He says, but we do not war after the flesh. So what we see in the flesh and the advancement we see in the life of a person in the flesh, he says it is not worrying. It doesn't come from worrying. In the flesh, he switches the battleground. We must learn to do that. We must switch. I want something here, but I know that I can't get it here. So I switch and I fight in the right place. You see it now? If he begins to, he said, because I walk in the flesh, I must therefore fight in the flesh. My war must be in the flesh. He will be wrong. Paul says it clearly, he will be wrong. He goes again to say, well, we just read in Ephesians, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He says, come on, we must switch it on the devil. Because the devil now says, he breaks your focus here, that this is it, and that is that, and this is that. And so you begin to, you say you are smart, you just become too much wisdom. And then you're like, I'm going to work harder. I can work hard. Pastor, you don't understand. This is not your day. I'll hustle here. Guy, the Bible says the battle is not for the strong. He said the race is not to the sweet. He says it's not. So what will you do? By strength shall no man prevail. So I must choose my fights. I must choose where I'm going to expend my energy. If I'm going to expend my energy to become, to be stronger and stronger, so if I can get strong, then I'll win. The battle is not to the strong. Are you here? I'm going ahead of myself already. Because this is powerful. Life changing. You change your life. As you change your focus and you begin to choose the right fight. You know where not to fight to expend energy. spending your energy, pouring your life, the last 8 years of your life, you say, Pastor, I've been hustling. The hustle is still not working. Still not working. And your hustle, you say, I'm going to hustle more. That's the lie of the devil. He said, work hard. He said, work harder. Come on. Are you here? We have to choose the right fight. So to say that there's no fight is off. You're off. Yeah, it's a fight. You are already in the fight. You're already in the fight for your destiny. That's why you are somehow uncomfortable. Come on. You're uncomfortable. That's why you get up and you want to do put one or two together. That's why. There's a fight. Nothing will just roll to you. Just come. It's a fight. You know. If not, tomorrow, Monday morning, you'll be in your house, take blanket and cover. And say, oh, it will come. If it will come, it will come. You see, God is God of heaven. He's a loving God. That is for sure. He gave you a destiny and says, go take your destiny. Go receive it. Go walk in it. So now you go, and there's a real devil. Bible calls him your adversary. It's not the devil's, it's not God's adversary, but your adversary. He said, my adversary is after you. No, me and his matter, done. He says, you, he wants to call, he's coming after. Your adversary is the devil. Your adversary, the devil, is after you, wants to get to you. He doesn't want you to get the things you want to get. There's a resistance. So, I want to get more influence in my life. I want to be great. There's a resistance to that. That's where the fight comes from. If there's no resistance to it, all of us will just say, come on, what do you want? I want to be... Then it just happened. No. We want it, but there's a resistance to it. So we fight. Come on. So we wrestle, we fight. Everything that God has called you to be, everything that God wants you to do, they won't just happen. Come on, I want to settle that no fight, school fight, or just small. It's no. Everything that God wants to be. If you take a, we're out of corn season, but let's take corn. You take some grains of corn. Come on. When you take them to the field, what do you expect to get? You get cups of corn, you know, you say corn field, and you can go get, harvest 8 baskets of corn. Come on. From your, use grain. That's what you expect. So I take those grains of corn and I go to the field. Right? Put them down. See? I walk away. So my expectation is to get something when I was doing that. All that my planting those things was to get 8 baskets of corn. When I'm done, take it to the market, make cool cash. And they give me money for that stuff. But which of us will tell, which of you here will tell me now that I take those 8 grains, some seeds of corn, some grains of corn, and I put them down and I don't fight to ensure that I come back and get my harvest correct. Come on. In fact, we developed a place where you put a scarecrow. I mean, you have to fight. You fight the birds. You fight the air itself. You put fertilizer. You have to fight. You fight the weeds. Come on. Am I talking to people here? Because you know if you put that egg grain, those grains of seed on the ground and walk away and don't fight for a harvest, you won't get a harvest. You won't get a harvest. No, you have to put it there and fight to get the harvest. Tell the farmer. He tells you, I fight for my harvest. So what I want to see in my life, I have to fight for. Summer. You say, hey, that's corn now. Fish farming. Put your fish there. Don't check the fish. They'll eat themselves and die. Oh, forget about them eating themselves. Let's say divinely, your fishes just keep growing big, you know, they're going big, and you don't fight, you say, put it, Pastor, I'm telling you, I don't see the fishes. Guy, I'm going to climb your fence, I'm going to take all of it. You're going to wake up one morning, and find no fish. Come on. So even if they grow divinely, there are men all around. Say, bros, are you a fish now? Say, may I see your fish? No, show them your fish. Say, Pastor, I'm even sweating. Yeah, I told you, there's no fight to this life. If you just, I just put them there, God is sustaining the fish. Look at my fish, they are growing big. Tell that to your neighbors. They want to cook stew for a visitor. They check. So call them around. They don't go to church. I better go bring two fish come. We had a dear brother in our church then. He was a fish farmer. And so he found out that the fish was, they were just going down in a coastal, the school environment. So some people just want to cook stew. And they just find that, and they are up, they are buildings around this place where he did the fish farming, where there were high upstairs, tourist buildings. So, I mean, people from their flat could see his stuff there. And then they just know. I believe they can really work it out and Andrew has gone. Just don't take one fish and walk away. Then the people in the compound, they too were just harvesting fish like that. He now had to do a whole net, that iron net stuff, and cover, imagine a whole pond, and cover it down, and lock it, poop and lock. Let us not even bother about, somebody coming to take the fish. Let us say that there's a divine growth. You don't even need to feed the fish. I'm trying to show you how there must be a fight to get your result. And then sometime he came sometime and said, I saw some things inside the pond that I didn't put there. Wicked people. Bible says when men slept, the enemy came and sold stars. They put inside the fish that were killing the fish. Put all manner of dirty. Someone just carried dirty and poured inside it. Wicked person. What did I do to him? Who or her? I don't know. Come on. You have to watch over your flock. Your life. There was a time I was reading why shepherds watch their flocks by night. I was reading that scripture. The first thought that came to me was pastoral. Why shepherds watch their flock by night? See, pastors must be up at night and only pray. And I see the Holy Ghost just opened my eyes. I'm like, why are you always, what's your problem, sir? Flock, your business, your life, marital life, finances, like that. It's your flock too now. Everybody should watch their own flock too. It doesn't just, that line does not apply to only pastors. It's not a pastoral line. You should watch your flock by night. Your flock in this case, what is your own flock? Say, I don't have flock. Okay now. Okay. Should I start telling your flock again? Come on. We all have to fight for our destinies. See, so there's nobody escape from the fight. Now, that is, I rule out those who say, nay, there's no fight. There is a fight. You must protect your stuff. If you must get a certain kind of result, you must walk towards it. You must fight for it. You must fight. That's that. But now, so there is a fight. That's settled. Now, and I move to the next set of people. That's nay fighters. Nay, there's no fight. They are wrong. Then there's the wrong fighters. These people fight the wrong fight. They fight the wrong fight. They are fighting in the wrong direction. And I began to talk to you about them already. They begin to fight. They begin to see, you know, the devil tells you to expend energy. Come on, if you've gone home, just say amen. All right, you're here. Stay with me. The devil tells you to expend energy in hatred and bitterness. You are angry with somebody. You are angry with an uncle. You are angry with a friend. You are angry with an elder one. You have bitterness and anger, and you are spending energy in that direction. And you think that if I can eye high enough, if I can just do that, it will somehow make you win and victorious, and you enter into your destinies. That's the wrong fight. You are fighting in the wrong direction. You are thinking now that if I can do this thing, I will show them. I will show my uncle that something will come out of my life. And you are doing that with the wrong heart. You are fighting the wrong direction. You are like, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to just work hard. I'll keep working. Pastor, wait first. Once I don't pay. Or what do you say? Once my container don't land, how you see me just now? There are many things for me to do. You are fighting in the wrong direction. Yeah. Sometimes those fights, they are like the easier fights. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. It's easier for me. Let me come talk to you. It's easier for me to hate you and direct my anger towards you and my pain towards you than for me to get on my knees and pray 1 hour. Come on. Come on. I thought I would learn. No, yeah, it's easier. It's easier to hate somebody. It's easier to be angry with somebody. The Bible says be angry. But it says sin not. I'm angry. Very angry. I'm constantly always angry. Truthfully. I'm angry with the devil. I'm angry with the devil. I'm angry because he's a thief. I'm angry because he tries to distract me. I'm angry because he tries to cause someone out of diversions in my life. And instead of me to be in this direction, I don't know. I thought I was going this direction. Before long, he has crept in somehow. I'm angry with the devil. I'm not angry with my uncle. I'm not angry with the pastor. I'm angry with the devil. See, I'm angry with the pastor. I'm angry with my uncle. I have all bitterness in the wrong direction. So you can expend anger. Anger is good, but you are expending it in the wrong direction. Hard work is good, but it is not what leads to success and victory. So if you are fighting the wrong direction, you will never win. You will never win. If your fight is about comparison, man, that guy did there, me I did my, I want my shop, pass the shop. Me, my mama at my shop, pass the shop. And that's your fight, that's your fight. You are fighting the wrong way and you're thinking, I need to take my customer. If you can just do that, guy, you are fighting the wrong person. Not being they take your customer. Not being they take your customer. You're fighting the wrong direction. It's just like the guy, you've seen something, but that's not real. That's the devil too. I'm just opening another aspect of the devil entirely. That's him too. He says, it's my uncle that's our family problem. That's the lie. I know that might be hard for you to swallow, but that's a big lie. Your family problem is not your uncle. Your family problem, your real problem in your whole family. You go back and tell them you met a pastor that told you the real problem is the devil. Somebody says, okay, you don't solve my problem now. I'm going to fight the devil. That's the wrong fight still. That's still the wrong fight. Okay, I'm going to fight the devil. Wrong fight. I said wrong fight. That's the wrong fight. No, here's the problem. You told me, I don't even understand this pastor. Calm down. I'm teaching. You calm down. I'm going somewhere. So now, he's fighting the devil. I'll just start fighting. Wrong fight. Still not going to go anywhere. Take your Bibles to 2 Timothy. So let's look at it. Sorry, it's in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Are you there? Wrong fight. Fighting the wrong direction. Fighting the wrong fight. And in your mind, you are really, I'm fighting hard. I'm fighting hard. Pastor, I'm fighting. Pastor, I'm not lazy. Pastor, look at me. Look at me. Now, also I did. I know. Sorry. But all your fight is in the wrong direction. And I just pray for you today that the Lord will help you see today where your fight should be. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, sorry, chapter number 6. The Bible says clearly. Fight. Verse number 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 12. Clearly, fight the good fight of faith. You see there? Fight the good fight of faith. You don't need to read the other thing. They hold an eternal life when you're to your call. But it says, fight the good fight of faith. The fight that you and I are called to fight is the fight of faith. The fight of faith. Many people don't want to fight the fight of faith. They don't want to even hear about the fight of faith. They don't care. They don't want to know about the fight of faith. But the fight of faith is the real fight. The fight of faith, the apostle says, is the good fight. That is the good fight. That's the fight you and I must fight. That is the only reasonable fight. He says that is the good fight. Say, fight the good fight of faith. The fight of faith. But he says it's good. The other fights are wrong. The fight of faith is the fight to maintain my vision, to keep my vision on the things of God, on the Word of God, to keep my mouth confessing the Word of God, keep my eyes focused on the Word of God, to keep my heart stayed on God. Boy, that's a big fight. I'm telling you. He said, that's not as easy. He says, let's do it this week. You see? I mean, that's a fight. That's where your battle is. Your battle is not with the devil. No, your battle is in your confessions, your mind. Your battle is in your thoughts. The fight to keep your thoughts, your mind, the things you are thinking, keep them on the Word of God. The fight to stay on those things and ignore the things that you are seeing. Come on, I tell you the truth. It's easy to have all bitterness against your brother. That's 10 times easier. See you? I hate you. Bam, finish, go. I can hate you for the rest of my life. I can make a confession today and not confess it the next 3 weeks. And I say, Pastor, I forgot. You see? I can even write the confessions on my wall and busy pass them every morning. Come on. But if it's to have all bitterness, that's easy. So if you want to choose your fight, that will say, just, is it your problem? Say, is it my problem? I hate you. Say, I've warned her. Because I told her, I say, let me tell you, I hate you. And I said, when I told her, see how she was crying. So what? Come on. So what? The fight of faith is the fight to stay on the Word of God. The fight of faith is the fight to keep your heart on the Word of God. The fight of faith is the fight to keep your eyes on the things that God has given to you and not on the things that you see. Boy, that's work. I'm seeing everything going down. I'm seeing everything going down. And yet, in these eyes, I'm seeing everything going this way. But the fight is to keep the spiritual eyes, everything going up. Boy, that's work. That's hard. That's the fight that you and I have been called to. I thought somebody would be shouting now. This is the time to shout. This is the fight. Show you your fight for the first time. And you say you have been fighting. You've not even been fighting. You've not even been in the battle at all. The fight of faith. The fight of faith. Come on, look at this fight. I'm trying. I'm going to go back. We're going to do this. We're going to stay here sometime. The fight of faith is to keep your emotions and keep smiling when everything is falling apart. Can you do that? See? Glory to God. Glory to God. The devil struck me. Yep, the devil strikes, and we say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, I feel good. I feel great. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your blood. I can't lift my hands, Pastor. There's depression. Fight. Are you ready to fight? Emotions now. Attitude. Confession. Vision. Boy, that's fight. That's walk. Don't just touch it yet. Pastor, you don't know what happened yesterday. Come on. They just throw small stone. Come on. If I mean, the devil knows he got you when you react. Have you tried? You do something and the person doesn't know response. Then he does nothing and you don't respond. Guess what? He's frustrated. So guess where the real fight is? Not to respond. The pastor, I must respond. It's not easy. I must talk. I don't even know before my mouth start talking. Come on. Are you still here? I don't even know. Before I start complaining, murmuring and complaining, you must. They fight not to murmur. Fight not to complain. So I feel like complaining. I must complain to somebody. Who will I complain to? Hello, Ikechi, that's what I tell you that. And so broke my heart. That's how this is. I don't feel it bad. I'm feeling bad. Ikechi, please come to my house. If I complain, I'm going to cry. I must break down. I must cry. It's not easy. One moment. Why me, oh God? Why me? It's only me that can have a relationship with this world. It's only me. Look at John has married. Look at Lucas has married. Look at that married. And look at what Ernest has done to me again. This is the first time. Then you can't say you can finish that one. Then when you finish, you call your mother. Mommy, you know Ernest, that boy has broken up with me. Then you just buy credit. And what you are doing with your credit is complaining to the whole world. In your fight, then you take your fight to Facebook and block. Take your fight Facebook, and delete. Then take your fight. Tell all your friends. If you greet him, if I catch you greeting him, come on. Someone says hi to Ernest. You said hi to Ernest, you block the person too. I know Ernest is a bad guy. But your fight is not about Ernest. We walk in the flesh. We marry in the flesh. But our warfare is not in the flesh. I'm telling you. I want to turn your attention to the right direction. Because you could just be in the wrong fight. Fighting the wrong direction. And you think, if I can show him. And then you begin to fight. Okay. And there's this handsome man looking at me now. And it's like. Is it guys? What about the ladies now? So I'll find a lady. And the lady that always brings people heart is Nkechi. Nkechi has broken your heart before. Alright, so let's do for the guy. Let's do for the guy so that he can. Because let's say, I'll block Pastor. Why? But guys don't tend to cry and complain. Men are men. Or Chester. What's happening? They go and cry in their rooms. They'll cry in their rooms, I know. Because I've cried before. It's okay, no problem. They don't sit down one day and say, my life was finished. I'm dead. Oh, and I'm married now. Everybody else goes, oh no, God. Then, come on. It's okay. Oh, she's happy. Or you cry. Alright. I think I diverted a little bit. Cry is okay. But don't let your fight go there. Your fight is not with that person. Your fight is not with the person. If your boss, your guy hurts you, your fight is not against your guy. Your fight is not against Ernest. There's a devil that don't want you to be happy. There's a devil that's after your joy. There's a devil that wants to steal your happiness. He wants to steal your future. He wants to steal beautiful children. He wants to steal your happy home. That's the devil. He's the one behind that thing. And that's the person. That's where our fight, that's where we must direct our fight in the right direction. We're not going to fight the devil. No. We're going to fight the fight of faith. Paul never told us to fight the devil. He told us to fight the fight of faith. We're not going to have to now. Bible said, but you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so we're going to wrestle against it. Nah, not that kind. My wrestling, when I wrestle in the spiritual realm, is to wrestle to keep my confession, to keep stay on that confession. Is the wrestle, is the fight to see what God wants me to see. And to take my eyes off these things that are falling apart all around me. That's the wrestling match I'm called.
I wrestle to harness my emotions and keep them in check. Hallelujah. So let me just show you some scriptures here in Romans chapter number 9. We'll come back and we'll look at this next week. Finish up next week. Is that okay? Romans chapter number 9. Okay, if you are there, hold your place there. I'm going to do that now. And go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Romans chapter number 9. Look at it. I'm going to read two scriptures. In when this guy speaks in Ecclesiastes, I mean, you want to check out these things like this and say, this guy has seen it all. This guy saw everything. And so when he writes, at this point, you need to listen. I returned. You know, from where? You didn't ask him where did he return from. In verse number 11, Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11, he starts to say, I returned. He has gone everywhere. He has seen everything. And so he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise. Not be who wise get the bread. Nor ye who find pass marry the fine girl. Did you see that one there? See, how this ugly guy marry that fine girl. I meet there the fine babe. In case they break my heart. Look this guy, he never get hope. Come on. Not yet riches to men of what? Understanding, nor yet favor to men of what skill, but time and chance happened to them all. God says, See, you can fight in all these directions, but somebody will still pass you. See, I have skill. Brothers and sisters, this thing I'm telling you is real. So, the devil now says, you need to fight in this direction. Go in this direction. See, if you can try harder, then you try harder. Then they say, try and try and try. Just keep going. Then you just keep trying. And you set God one side. And you say, you wait. When everything's set, you will know. Then you keep going. You are fighting the wrong direction. He said, the race is not to the swift. How come the guy is the fastest, but he is not the one that came first? Come on. How come the lady is pretty, but yet not married? How do we do that? Come on. I got it. And yet, here I am. And she doesn't got it. She don't got nothing. And here she is. Come on. The battle is not to be strong. See, if I can only be stronger, I'll win. And you go stronger and stronger and stronger and still lose. Then you see somebody who just relies on God. He's nobody. Nobody knows his name. He doesn't even try. If you look at him and look at yourself, you are more equipped than him. But guess what? He wins. And then look up to God and say, God is doing Jero. Come on. But you can stop all that stuff right now and begin to fight. Fight in the right direction. All that complaining, all that diversion, all that distraction. And then you're fighting to be strong, to be sweet. Go to Romans chapter number 9. I said to go there, right? Just flip your Bible there if you're there. Put it, flip there quickly. Romans chapter 9. Let me show you this now. We'll do this. Romans chapter number 9. Are you there? Look at verse number 16. Paul quoted the same thing. He said, so then, I returned and saw. He says, so then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So where should I be fighting towards, I beg? to run faster. I'd rather run close to the one that shows mercy. I'd rather run to him. It is him that shows mercy. So, can I put the two together? Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 and Romans chapter number 9. When you put the two of them together, that thing the man calls time and chance is the mercy of God. All time and chance. He doesn't understand it. He says, time and chance. How? He just four puts. God showed him mercy. So what do I want to do? Do I want to run away from him? Or do I want to run to him? Do I want to spend my time with him? Or do I want to spend my time hustling? Just think about it. I want this to be a question like I did last 2 weeks. I want it to be a question. I want you to think because we're not just thinking about it. It is God that shows mercy. It is by his mercy, because of his mercies, that we are not consumed. It's not time and chance I was in that place. It's not time and chance that somebody gave me that advice, that I did that thing and got that stuff. It was God's mercy. You see somebody in a place and you look at him, he's all unqualified. You see mercy. Somebody is doing something, and I've told you, somebody is doing something and then it works towards your direction, maybe for business or for something. And then you look at that. Before you begin to say, I was very good at what I do. Be careful. Or, it's because of the way I look. You find that it's not the beauty. The Bible says, talks about Vashti. She was prettier than everybody. Everybody. King had no problem with her. King says, finish. He said, I'm not coming. Finish. That's how she lost her crown. Pretty. But just that error. The mercy of the Lord, the love of God, is what we should seek for. It's what we must run for. It's what we must fight for. So I fight. I want to go today. I'll come next week. There's no point. I can stay here for 2 hours. But I fight. Let's go with something. I fight to be with him. I fight to sit at his feet. That's my fight. I fight to keep in my lips the things he wants me to keep saying. That's my fight. You see, I want to fight like that. I fight the good fight of faith. I fight the good fight of faith. So I fight the good fight of faith. I fight to stay close to him. So, your fight should be to run to God. So there are things distracting me from his presence. Come on. What do I do? I fight. Come on. I fight. That's where my fight is. Come on. I've been distracted many times. You have been also. Distracted from his presence by many things. I fight to keep back the confession. They're written there, but you never say them. They're there, but you never say them. I'm distracted by the latest movie. Man, I need to watch that now. Boy, it's hard. I'm distracted. And I'm done with that. And then I'm left empty. The latest happenings can only give me the latest gist so that I can give the talk with my friends when they say it. Have you seen that movie? I've seen it now. Oh, that's what I'm at. Your flow. That's all it can give. That I can be on path. Because if someone says, someone else, hello, bro, who win Liverpool, man? I say, I don't know. I mean, it has happened to me several times. I'm not joking. What do I want? You went down my Instagram, who win that one? Like, that's not my fight. So somebody says he has something against those stuff. Please, I don't. Watch all you like. Please, if you like it. But I'm sure you are fighting the right fight. But that's not your real fight. But remember, hey, how many goals Lukaku score? Have you ever tried to do John chapter 8 verse 32? No. Your real fight is memorizing the word of God. I'm not trying to be against you. I just want to show you. Because if you are fighting the wrong direction, you will lose. You will be losing and you will think the devil has power. He doesn't have power. The moment you see that the phone is in his pocket, that's the moment you get your phone. If he can send you all around fighting all manner of fights that doesn't concern him, you'll be there. You can spend 5 years of your life wasted. And so, I pray for you today. And I'm sure you pray for yourself. I'm sure you will pray for yourself too. That your fight will change. That you're going to fight in the right direction. That this next half of the year, as we focus on the other half of 2022, that our fight will change. And my fight will be the fight of faith. A fight for victory. Fight to lay hold of all the things that God has given to me. In the name of Jesus, your eyes are open now. Deception, the cloak of deception is removed from your eyes. In the name of Jesus, the veil is removed from your eyes. In the name of Jesus, that distraction is taken away now. In the name of Jesus, you see your real fight now. And you fight the fight of faith. You lay hold of your destiny. You overcome. You win. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for light. In Jesus' name.